4.
$20.
Pat McCracken, Universal Adjustment Bureau, Johnny.
Hi, Pat, what's new?
At the moment, Edward J. Rollins, the 3rd.
Oh, what about him?
One of our companies has a hefty policy on his life. He sent word he wanted to change his beneficiary, and it disappeared.
And you want me to go looking for him?
That's the general idea.
Ah, look, Pat, you could be wasting dough. Many chances are he'll pop up again by himself.
Oh, yes, I know. Of course, it involves a little trip to the Caribbean, but if you're not interested...
The Caribbean? I'll be right over.
Bob Bailey, in the exciting adventures of a man with the action-packed expense account. America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
And now, Act One of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar.
Account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the Universal Adjustment Bureau, Hartford, Connecticut. Following is an account of expenses incurred during my investigation of the Time and Pride matter. Expense account item one, $1.20 cab fare from my apartment to the offices of Universal Adjustment Bureau and Pat McCracken.
The mention of the Caribbean did the trick. Sit down.
Yeah, thanks. Now, what's the deal?
Well, about 6 months ago, Johnny, Ed Rollins decided to marry a girl named Virginia Blake. And he took out a large policy on himself from one of our companies, naming her as beneficiary. Last week, he apparently changed his mind. Called from Nassau, said he wanted to remove Virginia Blake as beneficiary. And he was supposed to come to Miami to sign the papers. We had an agent waiting there for him. But he didn't show.
What was he doing in Nassau?
Well, he had his cabin cruiser down there with three of his friends. Among them, Virginia Blake.
Did you check Nassau to see if he's still there?
Oh, we checked. His boat is gone. Now, the trail just starts in Nassau, Johnny. Where the lead is anybody's guess.
Expense account item two, $140 even, air transportation and incidentals to Nassau in the Bahamas. There, I found a man who remembered fueling up Rollins' boat a few days before. He'd heard them talking about working their way down through the Bahamas, skin diving, and then cutting over to Jamaica. They mentioned one place in particular, Crooked Island. Item three, $50, transportation via chartered seaplane to Crooked Island. I spotted Rollins' cruiser in one of the coves, and the pilot set me down nearby. A dinghy with an outboard motor came over from the boat. It was Ed Rollins.
You say you're an insurance investigator, Dollar?
Yeah, that's right, Mr. Rollins.
Well, what are you doing here?
Well, I came to see if you were okay.
Me? So why shouldn't I be?
You were supposed to meet an agent from the company in Miami last week. You didn't show up.
Oh. Well, I changed my mind. You mean you came all the way down here because I didn't show up in Miami?
Well, when a man with a hefty policy on his life disappears, the insurance company starts worrying.
So it seems.
Hey, mind slowing down a bit? I'd like to talk to you before we get on board.
Sure. Now, what's on your mind?
As I understand it, you took out a policy about 6 months ago and named a Virginia Blake as beneficiary.
That's right. We're going to be married.
Then a week ago, you apparently changed your mind.
Well, I decided to think it over some more. That's why I brought the boat down here.
What's the trouble?
Oh, Well, I might as well tell you. I began to suspect that she's been two-timing me.
Oh? With whom?
For that, I don't know.
Have you asked her about it?
No, not yet.
Why not?
Because I'm afraid she might tell me the truth. Maybe I don't really want to hear
it. Oh, I see.
Look, Mr. Dollar, we're going to do a little more skin diving here in the cove this afternoon, then shove off for Jamaica around dark. Why not come along? You can catch a plane back to the States from there.
Okay. Who all's on board your boat?
Let's see. Virginia, you know about. The nurse, Bill Winslow.
Winslow?
Yes, kind of a beachcomber at heart. I bring him along mainly to handle the boat. He's real good at it.
Anybody else?
Oh, Tony Atherton. Worth the sort of guy, but rather amusing company once in a while. Besides, he introduced me to Virginia, so I owe him something for that. I guess.
Well, look, you mind introducing me as just an old friend of yours?
Yes, that's just what I had in mind. Oh, say, there they are waiting for us on deck.
Bill Winslow was tall, lanky, blonde, crew cut, deep tan. The kind of look at home on a boat.
Tony Atherton, on the other hand, was the kind who was at home nowhere, or maybe anywhere, as long as he had a drink in his hand. And Virginia, well, one look at her and you forgot where home was. Rollins and Bill Winslow stepped on Aqualungs and went over the side to do some skin diving. Tony Atherton and Virginia and I sat around on deck for a while. I noticed that Virginia didn't seem to be at ease. Atherton noticed it, too.
Is it drink, Virginia?
No, thank you.
What's the matter, darling? You bored?
No.
You see, darling, Virginia didn't really want to come on this trip, did she, dear?
Just skip it, Tony, will you? Seems like Ed and Bill have been underwater a long while.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. How long did they...
Ah, don't worry.
Ed likes to live dangerously. Besides, he's got Bill Winslow, all-American boy, to take care of.
Will you lay off it, Tony?
Hey, there they are. Yeah, wait a minute. Looks like Rollins is in trouble.
Get him on board.
Hey, quick.
Get him on board.
Watch your face. Easy. I got face, boy. Get it off. You okay, Rollins?
Yes.
Yes, I guess.
What happened, Ed?
Oh, something went wrong with his air supply.
Yes.
Sprang a leak. Thanks, Bill. It hadn't been for you.
Oh, skip it. Just lucky I was close to you.
Look at this rubber tubing. It's sprayed through.
Yeah, I guess I must have scraped it against the coral.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, that's probably it.
Of yours truly, Johnny Dollar, in a moment.
And now for another episode in the life of Sergeant Donald Bellwether, my husband.
Hi, honey. You fixed the windshield wipers?
I sure did, Reba. How's that?
Oh, you fixed them. Good for you, Donald.
Thank you, my dear. Well, that's that. Now, if it rains, we're prepared for it, huh? I feel better now.
Oh, me too. A driver has to see the danger if he expects to avoid it.
That's right. And also keep the back and side windows clear in rain and snowy weather.
That's right. Oh, how about the horn?
The horn?
The horn doesn't work, Sergeant. That's going to fix it.
No, I don't think so. Frankly, Reba, I hate horns. Whenever there's a traffic jam, the first thing some guys do is blow their horn.
Which does absolutely no good.
Of course not. All it does is jar everyone's nerves. No, I don't think I'll fix the horn.
Oh, but now, wait a minute, Don.
Hmm?
Look, supposing we're driving along and suddenly we see a youngster on his bicycle headed right out into the street. Sounding that horn will warn him and possibly avoid a tragic accident.
Yes, that's true, but...
Or supposing we're driving on the highway, and just as we're about to pass a car, that car decides to pull out into our lane and pass the car ahead of him. He obviously doesn't see us. He won't hear a shout. But one little beep on that horn, and he'll automatically scoot back and avoid a collision.
Reba, you've convinced me. Even though it can be a nuisance, the automobile horn is a necessity.
Then you'll repair it?
Immediate.
Oh, that's my Donald. That's my doll.
And now, Act Two of yours truly, Johnny Dollar, and the Time and Tide Matters.
Ed Rollins seemed to regard his close shave underwater as an accident, so I decided to play it that way. But I wasn't convinced. Somebody could have tampered with his air hose. We got underway around dark and headed for Jamaica. About 10, I went up on deck for a cigarette. It was a dark night, but from the stern I could see two figures up in the cockpit. One was Virginia. The other at the wheel, I figured, was Ed Rollins. There was a long kiss. Then a cigarette. In the light from the match, I could see it wasn't Ed Rollins at all. It was Bill Winslow.
Dollar, thank you.
Ed Rollins. I guess he'd just come topside. But I didn't know if he'd seen what I'd just seen. If he had, he gave no sign.
Johnny. You know that stuff I was telling you about? Maybe cutting Virginia out is better for Jerry.
Yeah, what about it, Ed?
I think you'd better forget it. I've decided to go ahead and marry her.
I don't think I could get along without
her. Oh, I see. Look, Rollins, it's probably none of my business, but...
I somehow feel there's Virginia now up in the cockpit with Bill.
Yeah.
Below. She must be good to navigate. Virginia? Virginia, honey, come on back.
Oh. Okay, yeah.
Watch your footing. We're rolling a little.
Yeah. It's pretty heavy stuff.
How's Bill getting along up there?
Okay, isn't
I? About time I release him at the wheel.
I'll take over if you like.
Oh, thanks, Johnny. But I enjoy handling the boat at night.
Virginia, honey, you look sort of tired. Maybe you ought to turn in.
I will, as soon as I finish my tour.
Well, I'll take over now.
You going cruise, Mr. Bell?
Sure.
Why not?
According to Tony Atherton, you didn't want to make it.
Tony's very good at remarks like that.
I thought you and he were old friends.
That's just the way I've known him a long time.
How are you doing, Dollar?
Fine, what's wrong? How's the boat going?
On course. We should reach Jamaica tomorrow night. Virginia.
I think I'll go below now. I'll see you in the morning.
Good night.
Good night, Virginia. Well, you seem pretty much at home aboard a boat. What's wrong?
It's where I belong.
You and Rollins seem to do all the boat handling. How about Atherton? He ever give you a hand?
No. No, he's just a passenger type.
How about Virginia? Does she handle a boat?
She can handle anything. She's a nice girl, Mr. Dollar. She deserves the best.
Maybe that's what Rollins can give her.
Maybe.
You don't sound convinced.
Good night, Dollar.
Jamaica the next night, I decided to do some checking. I went ashore and called Pat McCracken back in the States, asking to find out what he'd heard about any of it. He was to call me at a restaurant where we were having dinner. Winslow went back to the boat right after the meal, and Atherton drifted out to inspect a few bars. Rollins, Virginia, and I stayed at the table over coffee, but Virginia was restless and edgy. Finally, she told Rollins she wanted to talk to him. They went out on the terrace. And just then, my call from the States came through.
Johnny. Pat McCracken.
Hi. Did you find out anything?
Yeah. Ran a check on Virginia Blake. I found out she's apparently been paying off for something.
What do you mean?
She's been issuing checks regularly, a couple of $100 apiece, and always to the same guy.
You know his name?
Yeah. Tony Atherton.
I hung up and went out to the terrace, but Rollins and Virginia were gone. I started looking for Tony Atherton. I tried half a dozen bars with no luck. It was after 1 a.m. when I got back to the boat. Atherton was in his bunk. I woke him up.
Oh, you mad, Dollar? Don't you realize what time it is?
Yeah. I don't know why you've been blackmailing Virginia.
Wait a minute. It's a pretty ugly word.
It's all right. Now look, Atherton.
Hello? Anybody aboard?
Yeah. Who is it?
Inspector Hastings. Jamaica Police. Is this Mr. Edwin Rollins' boat?
Yes, that's right.
I say, I have some bad news for you. Mr. Rollins has been slugged and robbed.
What's him? Did you hurt bad?
I'm afraid so. Touch and go whether or not he'll live.
Act three of yours truly, Johnny Dollar, in a moment.
And now for another episode in the life of Sergeant Donald Bellwether, my husband.
Reba! Reba!
What is it, Donald?
Confound it, Reba, I can't find the fountain pen. I've looked all through this desk.
Here it is, dear. You must have used it as a marker when you were reading this book. Let's see, this great literary classic, Six-Gun Showdown at Powder River Gulch.
All right, never mind about my reading habits. Just look at the coverage we're going to get with this new auto accident policy.
Let's see. Yeah, collision.
Mm-hmm, $50 deductible.
Fire, theft, public liability, property damage, medical benefits. Well, we have
coverage. That's right. Of course, it's going to cost us money. I'm sending the company a check right now.
Gee, it's too bad we don't live in Rhode Island.
Rhode Island? Why?
Well, because then our rates would be lower. Rhode Island has less accidents per capita than any other state.
Oh. Well, which state has the highest?
I see. Here it is, Nevada. Oh, by golly, Nevada's second highest. Alaska has the most.
Really? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just too bad we can't eliminate traffic accidents completely. Not only would it save life and limb, but it'd be a lot less strain on the pocketbook.
Yeah, that's for sure. These automobile accident policies get more expensive every year just because there's so many costly accidents.
Well, I'm glad we've got some good insurance coverage, Donald, but just remember one thing.
Oh, what's that, honey?
Well, some auto accidents ruin a fender and some ruin a family.
Yeah, that's true. Very true.
But as far as I'm concerned, I don't want any of your old insurance money. I want you here at home, safe and sound. You'll always drive carefully, won't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I will be.
That's my Donald.
And now, Act Three of yours truly, Johnny Dollar, and the Time and Tide Matters.
Police Inspector Hastings led me down the pier and around the corner of a warehouse about 100 yards from the port.
This is where one of my men discovered Rollins, Mr. Dollar.
He's been plugged.
With a length of pipe we found nearby. No fingerprints on it, though. Rollins is in the hospital in a coma. Apparently he hasn't more than a 50-50 chance.
You said something about robbery, Inspector.
His wallet and valuables are gone. I'm afraid he's had quite a bit of that sort of thing around the waterfront lately.
Robbery, huh? Maybe. Maybe not. Around the pier for a while, but didn't turn up a thing. It was about 7 in the morning when I finally got back to the boat and answered in safely.
I told Virginia what happened, Dollar. She went to the hospital immediately.
Okay, I can talk to her later, Atherton. I still want to know why you've been blackmailing her.
Oh, look, you've got proof, Dollar.
Virginia's been issuing checks to you pretty regularly.
Look, what's wrong with that? You and I are old friends.
I've had bad luck with some of my investments. You can sign up to help me out.
Now, look, Dollar, you're trying to tie me in with what happened to Rollins. You're just wasting time.
Am I?
Of course, yeah. You stop this nonsense, I can probably help you.
Oh. Look. Take a look out this porthole.
Porn. What do you see?
A stretch of pier? A warehouse?
Exactly.
Well, what about it?
Well, just as I was turning in last night, I heard footsteps on the pier. I looked out the porthole. Somebody was walking along it. He turned the corner. I could see who he was by the warehouse light. It was Ed Rollins.
Oh.
A moment later, somebody stepped out of the shadows and followed him around the corner. Dollar, that was Bill Winslow.
I tell you, I'm not the one who slugged Ed Rollins.
But you admit taking a walk last night late.
But sure. So what?
Why, where'd you go?
Oh, along the waterfront. I don't remember just where, and I don't remember what time it was.
Along that pier out there, around that warehouse, maybe.
Maybe. Look, I wasn't paying much attention where I was going, but I didn't see Rollins at all. What reason would I have to do a thing like that to him?
I can maybe think of one.
Like what?
Like you and Virginia.
Me? Well, now, just a minute. That has nothing to do with
it. I think it has, Winslow.
Get this straight, Dollar. I didn't slug Rollins.
I kept hammering away at him, but I couldn't get anywhere. Finally, I left him and went up on deck. Virginia had just come back from the hospital.
He's still unconscious, Johnny. They say they don't know whether you'll make it.
Virginia, what happened last night? When I got through with my phone call at the restaurant, you and Rollins had left?
Yes. We walked around town while talking. Then Ed said he had something to take care of, so he sent me back to the boat in the cab. I came back here and went to bed. I didn't know what had happened until Tony Atherton told me this morning.
Mind telling me what you and Rollins were talking about last night?
He told me about the doubts he'd been having about me. But he realized he still wanted to marry me.
Oh?
And I told him there were a couple of things he should know about me first.
Like Bill Winslow, for instance?
Not that it matters now, Johnny, but that was a goodbye to him.
Oh.
A couple of months ago, I became very attracted to Bill, but it was no good. He gave Bill a boat or a beast and... But his thinking doesn't go much beyond that. I began to realize what I really wanted to get.
What was his reaction when you told him about Winslow?
He's a pretty wonderful guy, John. As far as anything happens, he doesn't say true, I don't know what I'd do.
And what was the other thing you told him last night?
That Tony Atherton had been blackmailing me.
That's right.
You see, I warned with a girl once I thought was okay, but she wasn't. And stolen things were found in our apartment. I thought they were hers. I couldn't prove I wasn't involved.
You did time for it?
Yes. I wish I'd told Ed where to start.
Well, at least you did tell him last night.
Johnny, who could have done this to Ed? You don't think it could have been Bill Winslow?
Oh, what I think doesn't matter, Virginia. It's what I can prove that counts. And right now, that's nothing. I walked off the boat along the waterfront. There was a swirl in the channel. The tide was going out. It was almost low. I glanced over at Roman's boat. It was resting lower against the pier now. Suddenly, a couple of ideas started pecking away at me. I went back aboard the boat and found a tide table. According to my watch and the table, it was low tide. Then I looked up the time of the previous call. Yes. I headed for Tony Atherton's stateroom.
All right. So Virginia was buying a little silence from me about a pass.
So what? When Virginia told Rollins you'd been blackmailing her, he probably didn't like it much. He told her he had some business to take care of. It could have been with you.
Now, look.
So he went out looking for you around the town. He found
now, wait a minute.
Threatened to have you prosecuted, was that it? So you followed him down to the waterfront, sneaked up behind him and slugged him.
No.
You think you'd killed him. But even if you hadn't, you were safe because he couldn't have seen who slugged him.
Look, Dolly, you're talking nonsense. I told you I saw Bill Winslow following Rollins. I saw it right through this porthole.
And that's where you hung yourself.
Huh?
Take a look out that porthole. What do you see? Why, yeah. The pilings of the pier. It's low tide.
It's a what?
And it was low tide at the time of the attack. You couldn't have seen over the top of the pier then. You were lying.
Oh, now look. I tell you, I won't
try it.
Get away from me!
Well, now it's funny, Adam. Shakespeare was more right than he knew. There is a side in the affairs of men which sometimes leads to fortune. In your case, brother, you missed. Expense account total including transportation and incidentals home, $403.50. Remarks? Tony Atherton's in jail where he belongs. Bill Winslow is somewhere on a boat where he belongs. Ed Rollins full through. He and Virginia will get married next month. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Now, here's our star to tell you about next week's story.
Next week, the plot revolves around Ong's hat. And if you want to know what that means, well, join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, originates in Hollywood and is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Today's story was written by Robert Wright. Heard in our cast were Virginia Gregg, Larry Dobkin, Herb Ellis, Tony Barrett, Frank Nelson, and Ben Wright. Be sure to join us next week, same time and station, for another exciting story of yours truly, Johnny Dollar. This is Dan Cumberly speaking.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, has been a presentation of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service. Johnny Dollar has been a presentation of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.